The following information is brought to you by the makers of Gardasil Quadrivalent Human Papillomavirus Type 6, 11, 16, 18 recombinant vaccine. For more information, call 1-800-GARDASIL or visit Gardasil.com. For Discovery Health, I'm Will Johnson. Welcome back to our Discovery Health podcast. Over the last few weeks, we've been speaking with Dr. Pam Peek about women's fitness and health, and we've covered a number of areas. This is our final week of a three-week podcast. Dr. Pam Peek is Chief Medical Correspondent for Nutrition and Fitness for Discovery Health, also a resident expert on our National Body Challenge website. Dr. Peek, thanks for coming back once again.
Oh, thank you so very much.
I say final, but I certainly hope you'll join us again sometime.
Well, of course I will, because there's even more M's after this.
That's right. So we've covered mind, mouth. What's next?
I think it's time for the muscle. And a lot of women out there are probably saying, what's this about? Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm much more concerned, quite frankly, with getting women up and moving to improve their body composition and therefore their muscles, because it's time now we pay attention to body composition instead of just body weight. Why is that? Well, listen up now. If I had five of you and you were all 5 foot four and each one of you were the same age and you all weighed 140 pounds, okay, five of you, would you all think that, gosh, it's the same size woman? So, you know, there's a size, for instance, 10 for all of these women. Is that true? Absolutely not. You could be the same height, age, and body weight, and yet I will give you five completely different bodies, five completely different dress sizes. Now, how in the heck is that possible? That's because what we're talking about is how much body fat you have and how much muscle mass you have. It's extremely important for women to start concentrating on the quality of their body in addition to the quantity of their body. The quality means, let's look under the hood here, okay? Girls in the hood. Let's just take a look at this for a second. Now, what makes up body composition? Bone, fat, and muscle. Now, bone doesn't change too much until you get a little older in life, so let's just hold that there as a constant, because you see, whatever you do to improve your muscle mass is obviously going to help in an impact in a very positive way on your bone mass. Now, let's look at this. Well, what about that body fat? The body fat in a woman, classically, should stay somewhere in the 20s. We would hope around 25% or so. And this is after the age of 20 on up. This is excluding, obviously, elite athletes. We would really like to see you keep that body fat in check through appropriate physical activity, because too much body fat throughout the body increases your risk of breast cancer. And whip out a tape measure right now. Come on now. Grab that tape measure. Roll it right around that belly button of yours. Cross the belly button now, not the pooch area, but the belly button. And you better hope it's below 35 inches. Because if it's 35 inches or greater, your risk of heart disease, diabetes, and cancer increases. We don't want that. Now, next thing you want to do is know what your body fat percentage is. You could have this done at the gym, or heck, just go out and buy one of those body fat scales. And some of them are quite inexpensive. And just roughly see where you stand. Now, your goal here is to reduce that body fat down to a healthy level somewhere in the 20s, but preferably close to 25%, so that, again, you can reduce your disease risk, let alone feel better, more energy, and not have too much weight on you, which, of course, impacts upon your weight-bearing joints like your poor little knees and your ankle and your hips and your back, and let alone your psychology, because you don't feel good when you feel out of balance. So there's the body fat thing. What about those muscles? Well, the muscles you want to maintain as strong and a good quantity of these throughout your lifetime. Why? You want to be fit to live. You want to be able to go out there and pick yourself up off the floor if you fell down. And that means if you're 50 or 60 or 70, let alone 20, 30, and 40, you want to be able to run fast after those kids. You want to be able to have fun. So by definition, you have to remain strong, and that means you have to put a little work into it. So what's my recommendation? How do you be able to start that journey? Well, ladies, come on. You remember, it's small little steps, and in this case, we said steps. So how about 10,000 steps a day? 10,000 steps a day is roughly equivalent to 4 miles and some change. oh my gosh, I love that. Because for every mile that you walk, that's 100 calories that you burned. And last time I looked, that was 400 calories. If you can aim to burn 300 to 400 calories a day, my gosh, that is wonderful. That keeps up your endurance. You're sweating the body, and that really works well to maintain, again, a healthy heart and therefore longevity. So the first thing is get some cardio in. You know, move more each day. Did you know that just by fidgeting, you can burn upwards of an extra 350 calories a day just by getting up and moving around? Like that nervous Nelly you probably knew about, or maybe you had an aunt like that. I certainly did. And there's a reason why they look the way they did, too. They're always up and rocking and rolling and enjoying and embracing life. So cardio, some form of cardio. Make it fun. Hey, ditch the gym. Why don't you go dancing? Boy, can you burn up some calories dancing. Ballroom dancing, salsa, hip-hop. Come on, just make it happen. Get out there and do some inline skating, too. Jump roping. When it comes to maintaining those muscles, in addition, you need some form of resistance training. Twice a week, sit down and really make sure you understand this. It's twice a week. Look at your schedule. Plan it this way and get that resistance training in. What does that mean? Well, gosh, it could be power yoga. It could be power Pilates. It could be yoga Lattes combined. It could be lifting up those hand weights or that plastic tubing, but you've got to push against resistance to maintain that upper body strength especially. Now, it's a win-win-win across the board when you do this. First thing you do is you maintain good, strong muscles so you can take care of yourself and be fit to live, like I always say. The second reason why is because you're also reducing body fat, because you can more efficiently burn those body fat calories when you have better muscle. It's like going from a V4 engine to a nice Humvee engine, you know, real strong, 8-cylinder. And then the final is you're stoking your metabolism. You're increasing your metabolic drive. And when you do that, you can burn calories more efficiently. So let's circle around here for a minute. I was explaining to you why, under this muscle category, it's so important to look at body composition as a whole. And when you do your cardio or your aerobic exercise on a daily basis as best you can, just getting up and increasing those activities of daily life, let alone hopping on any piece of equipment and just burning those calories, that's wonderful. And then at the same time, you need the combination of some form of strength training or resistance training. And again, you've got so many different things you can use here. Don't forget your stretches and your balance, too, and your core work. When you put it all together, what do you have? You have yourself a nice little muscle package.
All right, Dr. Pam P., great information as always. Thank you so much for joining us over the past 3 weeks.
Oh, thank you.
And, of course, Pam Peake is Chief Medical Correspondent for Nutrition and Fitness for Discovery Health. And we thank her once again for joining us over the past several weeks for our Discovery Health podcast. And if you want to get more tips for early risers, check out our Fitness and Self Makeover show starting at 6 a.m. on Discovery Health. And more information can be found in the National Body Challenge section on DiscoveryHealth.com, along with, of course, more information about Dr. Pam Peake. So thanks for being here once again. Thanks.
Oh, thank you.
And for Discovery Health, I'm Will Johnson.